This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
The Boston Celtics have been sold for a record-breaking $6.1 billion to a group led by a private equity executive. The sale is the largest in North American sports franchise history, surpassing the NFL's Washington Commanders, which was $6.05 billion 3 years ago.
Who was the previous owner?
I don't know that.
It was the leprechaun from Lucky Charms.
Oh, okay. Yes. That makes sense.
Speaking of basketball, I don't do brackets, and my wife wanted to do one for work, so all I did was copy Kim's. And sent it to my wife. And the first thing she said was, Creighton lost.
Yeah.
And then Mizzou lost. And then she's sending me all these things. While I'm at the hockey game, I'm like, I'm not.
Oh,
I'm indifferent.
My bracket is busted.
Well, according to ESPN, if you use ESPN, I know there's several. Like CBS has one. ESPN has one. According to ESPN, there are currently 25,802 perfect brackets still.
Yeah, I saw in Yahoo Sports it was 99.9% of brackets were already busted.
According to ESPN,
that's a lot better then.
According to ESPN, 99.9% of them burst after Mizzou lost.
Yeah. Thanks, Mizzou.
Thanks, Drake. And
I have a bold prediction.
Uh-oh.
Bold prediction. In the next 10 years, we're going to see a perfect bracket. In the next 10 years.
Isn't Warren Buffett offering, like, a bunch of money if someone gets a perfect bracket?
Oh.
Is it $1 million?
Well, I think...
I don't remember what it was.
With artificial intelligence and things, I think by accident someone's going to pick a perfect bracket. I think that's what's going to cause the it's going to be just random enough to finally break through.
But there's so many choices to make, and the odds of that happening, I don't know what they are, but they're not great.
I think when you take the human aspect out of it and you have a little bit more randomness that comes with a computer being able to pick them better for you, that eventually it's going to crack and find a perfect bracket out there. In the next 10 years, that's my prediction.
Okay. You heard it here first. Ryan Recker predicts that AI will ruin everything. There's a voluntary recall of every single Cybertruck manufactured from November 2023 to February 2025. Tesla wrote in a notice to the NHTSA. So if you have a Cybertruck, first of all, we know who you are. And second of all, yes.
Why is there a recall?
There's a panel that can fall off and cause crashes.
Oh.
Not with the Cybertruck, but to other drivers, because it falls off and then gets on the road. And it's enough panel that it would cause a crash.
Man, they've had all kinds of issues with those Cybertrucks. When
besides
it was first introduced,
ugly.
I liked them. Actually, I think design-wise, I'm cool with it. I think it's pretty cool.
I saw one in a funeral procession yesterday, and it said Cyberbeast on it. Yeah.
Build-wise, it's not the best. And unfortunately, when you're paying $100,000 for a vehicle that you want it to be built really, really well, and it's not up to the standards of $100,000 vehicle. So, I feel bad for anyone that got one because it's just all headaches, it sounds like.
You know what sounds dumb? I feel like the people who got one want people to turn their head and stare at them like, wow, that is so cool. You have a Cybertruck. So me being the way that I am makes me want to not give them that attention. Like, I'm going to intentionally not look at you because I'm not going to feed into what you likely want, just attention for having one.
Well, if Ethan were here doing this, he would tell us that Del Monte Foods has initiated a recall of 197,000 cans of green beans due to potential contamination with foreign objects.
Yeah.
This, if you bought them at Target across 21 states, including Illinois, but not Missouri. So people across the river, check if you bought green beans from Target.
Well, canned green beans.
Yes.
Only time I buy those is if I'm making green bean casserole. Otherwise, I just cook them myself.
So if you're from Illinois and you bought canned green beans from Target, check your UPC codes. And this last one is for Annie Fry. They are making a Coco 2, Pixar announced yesterday.
Oh,
that is okay. One of Annie Fry's favorite movies.
And I thought they were saying there was a upgrade to chocolate, like a Coco 2.
No.
A second version of
that's
chocolate?
That's what Ryan's more excited about.
Yes!
I don't know. Coco ended perfectly. I don't know how they're going to make a second one.
Never seen it.
Yeah,
you,
I haven't seen
you
it.
You have
either.
A 2-year-old.
What's the movie about?
You will see it. That's the
what's it about?
The
it's
kid
about
that goes
Coco,
to
hot Coco, actually.
The Day of the Dead.
Oh,
music's good too.
All right, this is the Mark Cox Morning Show. Don't go anywhere. 97.1.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.